At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Well, Clemson, South Carolina fans, I have a burning question for you on this Wednesday edition of Wire to Wire, and I mean burning, with the season kicking off here in just a few days. If you are a Clemson fan out there in the upstate of South Carolina or a Gamecock fan, I really, really want to hear from you. I know this is not going to be the happiest of conversations, but I do have a burning question for you, Gamecock and Clemson fans listening on 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, 97.7 FM in Greenville, on the Odyssey app, the iHeartMedia app, or however you're watching the show, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. A lot of Tolos already in the conversation there. So stay with us. A very, very important question for you, South Carolina and Clemson fans. But Diesel, we start the show today leading with the biggest news of the day. Yesterday on the show, you and I talked about Hunter Renfrow being cut, right? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we did, Diesel, what did you and I both say? We said, oh, Hunter Renfrow's cut. I guess that means Adam Thielen is staying in Charlotte. However, boy, big, big news if you're a Carolina Panther fan today on this Wednesday. Adam Thielen homecoming, going back to Minnesota, his old team. And now you are without Hunter Renfrow and you are without Adam Thielen. Diesel, what was your instant reaction to that news today?
Thanks a lot, Carolina Panthers, for making me look real dumb, okay? Mm. I just put together a sports spin for this morning saying there's no way that the Carolina Panthers would let Bryce Young's number one most trusted wide receiver go unless it was for a major haul, and then they let him go for a fifth and a seventh round pick.
They did. It's breaking news earlier today, this morning, Adam Thielen. Look, we all know this could be the final season of his career. The Carolina Panthers will receive a 2026 fifth round pick, a 2027 fourth rounder, while Minnesota receives the veteran receiver, a 2026 conditional seventh rounder, and a 2027 fifth round pick. So this happened earlier Wednesday morning. We know Adam Thielen, 35 years old. Diesel spent the first 9 seasons of his career in Minnesota from 2014 to 2022. Now going back home to Minnesota. And now the question becomes, does Carolina, do the Panthers today, re-sign Hunter Renfrow? I did not tweet this out. I wanted to save it for this very segment, Diesel, because I did get a phone call this morning regarding this conversation from a friend of mine who is very, very close to the source of this happening with Hunter Renfrow potentially going back to Carolina. And I mean, very, very close. I'm not going to give any names or, you know, leak any information that's not out there. But I will tell you, Diesel, I know for a fact that the Carolina Panthers, as of today, have been in talks with Hunter Renfro. Mm. So there have been conversations. I also know for a fact that there have been conversations about pay, a pay increase from what Hunter Renfro was going to be making before he got cut. So not like breaking any news, but I will tell you, Tolo's out there, again, a source of mine, very, very close to the situation with Hunter Renfro, informed me this morning after the Adam Thielen trade that the ball, the way it was worded to me, Diesel, is the ball is now in Hunter Renfro's court in terms of if he wants to play football in 2025.
Well, good for you, man. The team cuts you, and then all of a sudden they need you, and go get yours. Try to squeeze them for a couple extra dollars. You deserve it for the pain and emotional distress they put you through
over the
last 24 hours.
Do you think, Diesel, after you get cut from a team, that was the conversation I was having this morning with my source, was after you get cut, you know, Hunter Renfro's got other business ventures. He's okay financially, right? He's lived in Greenville here for a little while. We know him from his time in Clemson, but the guy's okay financially. I just wonder if there's any thought in his mind, Diesel, after being cut yesterday, if he's like, you know what, maybe this is my time to walk away from the game, or, hey, well, I'll give it another year.
I can't imagine that he went through the rigors of camp without the desire and intention to actually go play football. Like you don't go through camp just for the fun of it, right? It's hard work. It's getting hit. It's getting injured. I know he sustained a little small injury, and that may be the reason why he got cut in the first place. But you don't go through that unless you have the hope and the desire to go out and run it back one more time. Who knows what Hunter Renfro could be for the Carolina Panthers? We watched some of that training camp video. He was insane with his cuts. He was a really, really good player. In training camp, he is very similar role-wise, size-wise, style-wise, playing style-wise as Adam Thielen. He's just a little bit younger.
Yeah.
And if you can get a year, maybe two, out of Hunter Renfro, keep him around, start, you know, building up those draft picks through the trade with the Vikings, maybe you can go back and get somebody else who is a 22-year-old version of that a year or two down the road.
And again, to your point, yes, you would imagine, Diesel, that you go through training camp and you go through all of that work, come back from an injury, right, with the intent that you want to play. However, does Hunter Renfro's mind change at all after he's been cut? I think that's the question. You would imagine that he still wants to play. That's the thought that I had this morning when I received the phone call from the person that I did. I immediately said, so you think he still wants to play, right? That's the thought we all have. However, people's feelings change after you get cut. I don't know the conversations he'll have with his family in terms of what he wants to do, Diesel, but I did reach out to Hunter. I texted him. I have not heard back. Obviously, it's probably a lot going on right now with him and the Carolina Panthers, but again, source very close to the situation says that he has been contacted by the Carolina Panthers, so we'll see what happens on that. T-Swizzle says it might be time to find a new fan base. You know, not everybody can beat Kansas City, T. Swizzle, or Philadelphia. He says David Moore over Renfro, make it make sense. I know. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Good to see Jersey Joe, Shane, Dewey, T. Swizzle. 50 Tolos on the stream where you can watch the show. Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Diesel, let's do this. We led the show with the big news. Let's transition to a question that I told you was a burning question for South Carolina fans out there today, as well as Clemson fans. I posted this question earlier today on our Facebook page at Fan Upstate. If you haven't done so, make sure you give us a like and a follow there. But Diesel, with football season just around the corner, let's look back at what could have been maybe the most back-breaking, the most gut-wrenching losses for both programs. Clemson, South Carolina. Again, Tolo's out there. If you're a Clemson or a South Carolina fan, we want to hear from you. 844-326-3663. The phone lines are open. That's also the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Again, 844-FANFONE. Diesel, do you want to start with the Clemson Tigers, the South Carolina Gamecocks?
Man, who do we want to
who
upset
do you want to
first?
Start
who
with?
Do we want to who do we want to elicit tears and pain and bring back all these memories from first? Let's start with the South Carolina Gamecocks because they won the game last year. They're feeling good about themselves at least a little bit in the rivalry.
Let's do it. South Carolina Gamecocks. So, Gamecock fans, we want to hear from you. 844-326-3663. We know on this Wednesday, you Tolos are getting ready for the Upset Picks Challenge. By the way, lines have been locked in. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show, less than an hour from now, Diesel.
Also, by the way, Keith and TR, you got yours in early. You got to wait until 4 o'clock. And,
that's right.
And you got the line wrong.
Oh.
You texted in Syracuse over Tennessee plus 13.5. It's Syracuse plus 13.5 over Tennessee. So make sure that you put that plus number next to the team that's the underdog in the game. You got to get the line right or we don't count it.
Syracuse, Tennessee, interesting matchup. Again, to Diesel's point, wait till 4 o'clock. It's not open yet. So any Tolos that are about to do it, 4 o'clock, it'll be open. We'll get to that.
It's like that scene in Braveheart. Hold!
That's right.
Hold!
Hold your horses. Hold your horses. So I put this on the Fan Upstate Facebook page, Diesel, and I've also reached out to a few contacts of mine who cover South Carolina and have for a very long time. Which losses for the South Carolina Gamecocks, and JB's already getting the conversation going on the YouTube stream. Good job, JB. You understand the assignment. Which losses for you South Carolina fans are those ones that you still lose sleep over? The ones that you still can't quite get past, the ones that keep you up at night, those gut-wrenching losses. Does it start not even a year ago, Diesel, in Columbia with that 2024 loss to LSU?
That's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
That's a big one. You win that game, you're probably in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
That's a brutal one. Yeah, for sure. I look at a couple other ones, Cole. I look at maybe 2014 against Missouri, where you had a 13-point fourth-quarter lead at home. You lost the game, and it kind of sent the Steve Spurrier era, which had been really high, started sending that one downhill.
2014 Missouri, so that's interesting. They went 7-6 in 2014. I also will throw the Tennessee game from 2014 in there as well. I remember that one very vividly. They went on to beat Florida the very next week, beat South Alabama, lost to Clemson. It wasn't close. But they had a bad loss, Diesel, in overtime on November the 1st, 2014, to Tennessee. So to your point there about the year 2014, you did say 2014, right?
Correct.
That was a tough year. The one-point loss to Missouri that you talked about, they lost to Kentucky, right? Then they lost to Auburn, but that Tennessee loss was back-breaking. I had a friend of mine text me that one, the Tennessee loss in 2014. I reached out to a few friends of mine who are diehard Gamecock fans. That's definitely up there, 2014. Would you say recent again, 2024, the Shane Beamer versus Brent Bielema controversy, that one's up there. Gamecock fans, how would you rank that one just in terms of tough, gut-wrenching losses?
It's hard to put that much importance on bowl games, right? I mean,
it is.
There's nothing after that bowl game.
But the climax,
you want to win,
you know?
It. Yeah, you want to win it. It feels good if you win that game. I don't know that one really hurts. Does that South Carolina fans, does that one stick in your craw that much?
It's a good question. I just think the way they ended the season beating Clemson, right? Missed the playoff. I don't know if it hurts tremendously, Diesel, but I think it does hurt a little bit. What else do you have on yours?
I look at maybe 2023 South Carolina against Florida at home. You were up 10 with 5 minutes to play at home. South Carolina collapsed. The season kind of spiraled at that point. You finished 5-7. A big missed opportunity. Could have been a bowl game opportunity. Still relatively early in Shane Beamer's tenure.
And what year was that?
That was in 2023.
Okay. I like that one. I had this one sent in to me from John Whittle of the Big Spur, who we've had on the show. Good friend of the show. John Whittle says Florida 2018 and 2019. So I definitely think the Florida loss in 2019 is up there. Maybe even so a little more than the 2018 game against Florida. That kind of sent him on a downhill spiral in 2019, Diesel. You remember that same year they lost to Florida a tough loss, really close game. Then they lost to Tennessee. They beat Vandy, but then they lost to App State, A&M, and Clemson back to back to back. So that Florida loss in 2019, man, in Columbia at Williams-Brice, that one was tough. They didn't have a good year that year, 4-8. And again, that Will Muschamp era, that had a lot to do with how that ended, right?
Hey, one of those games worked out pretty good for me.
I was going to say.
I love that 2019 App State game. That was fun. I was at that game. I was covering that
and
game.
And that was in Columbia? Or
that was in Columbia. Had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun at that one.
JB on the YouTube stream. Let's go scroll back up here. He says, most gut-wrenching Clemson loss has to be 1988 Florida State, the fumble Ruski. That's a good one. We'll get to Clemson in a second. JB, I knew this was going to be brought. It's on my list too. JB and T Swizzle Diesel both brought this up for South Carolina. Gamecocks has to be the 2015 loss to the Citadel.
Ooh.
The Citadel. I mean, I remember that one like it was yesterday. I mean, I remember Gamecock fans.
That was embarrassing.
Embarrassing. 2015 loss to the Citadel. That one might be up there. You started the season in 2015, Diesel, with a win against North Carolina and Charlotte, right? Then you just went on this god-awful losing streak where you lost to A&M, Tennessee, Florida. 2 weeks later, you lost to Clemson. But the one game everybody knew they were going to win was the Citadel. However, 23-22 final score, Citadel in 2015, that's got to be – I mean, how is that not at the very top,
I mean,
right?
That one – the App State loss, those just kind of signify the Will Muschamp era and his lack of ability to have any kind of consistency and win the gimmies. I mean, Citadel's a gimme game. App State should have been a gimme game. I mean, that was a really good team that year for App State, but that should have been a gimme game. You're an SEC program, by God. You should be beaten G5 teams by 24 points.
Which one of those is worse, the App State loss or the Citadel? I say the Citadel
loss. Oh, the Citadel loss. The Citadel loss. Like I said, App State was really good that year. And that, as a matter of fact, I only remember that year specifically because that's the year Georgia Southern ripped our hearts out. We finished 13-1 that season. The only loss was to Georgia Southern. Don't lose that game. App State probably goes on and plays in a New Year's Six game. Instead, Memphis got the New Year's Six bid. They were a one-loss team as well.
I remember that.
That was the year App State beat North Carolina and South Carolina in the same season, but lost to Georgia Southern at home on Halloween.
Man, that's tough. JB says 2013 loss to the Tennessee Volunteers. Carolina was leading 21-20, was less than a minute. Tennessee throws a bomb down the field, kicks a field goal, lost 23-21. That loss kept Carolina out of the SEC championship game. I remember that very vividly. He said Carolina wins that 2013 game against Tennessee, and they finish 11-1, 7-1, playing in the SEC championship with a chance to go play for the national title. That's a really good one, JB. That is a really, really good one. I like that a lot. So those are a few on the Gamecock side of things.
Dan B. throws – we have a piece of audio for this, Cole, if you want to tab over a page or two on the button bar there. He says Georgia Southern beating Nebraska a few years ago because Tony Kornheiser came on TV the next week and said these words.
I can't find it right now. There's like three different pages. Sorry, I'll pull it during the break. But that's an interesting one. Georgia Southern beating Nebraska. What year was that? A few years ago?
That'd have been 22 maybe.
How about that?
2022, 2023, something like that.
Now on the Clemson side of things, Diesel. The Clemson side of things, Clemson fans out there, T-Swizzle, want to hear from you as well. 844-326-3663. The most gut-wrenching losses for the Clemson Tigers. I throw the Duke loss 2 years ago, Diesel, on Labor Day, the night. I mean, that's got to be up there near the top, right?
I mean, that's when the Clemsoning conversation came back in a big, big way. I mean, think back to the Tommy Bowden era. They had a tendency to play way down to bad teams, to lose games that they shouldn't lose when you got more talent than your opponent does. That was what Clemsoning was. And by God, Clemson Clemsoned against Duke.
That was a bad one. I mean, like really, really bad. 2023, again, it's Labor Day night. And Diesel, not only the fact that Clemson lost to Duke, the fact that it wasn't close. Cade Klubnik was horrible. You fumble at the 1 yard line, 28-7. I remember that game watching that night and thinking, there's just no way. There's no way Duke's going to beat Clemson. They did. But Clemson went on the next week, you know, to beat Charleston, Southern, and Florida Atlantic by a million. But that's got to be up there. Which ones do you throw up there for the Tigers?
T-Swizzle brings this one up. He goes, the West Virginia one was pretty bad. You're talking about the 70-33 game.
2012.
When Clemson was the number 15 team in the country. A 10-win team, by the way.
Yeah.
Got absolutely roasted, put on a spit and roasted over a fire by the number 23 West Virginia Mountaineers, 70-33. They scored more points in the second quarter than Clemson scored in the whole game.
I had that one on my list, and I remember that one like it was yesterday. That was the 2011 season, but the year of 2012. And Diesel, like I said, that one's up there. I mean, somebody who grew up a Clemson fan, that one stung for a long time. You mentioned 70-33. It was the Orange Bowl. Clemson had just beat Virginia Tech in the ACC championship, right? And for them to come and have that performance, it was god-awful. God-awful.
Yeah. I think of 2019, the national championship game against LSU. That ended Clemson's 29-game win streak. It was obviously Joe Burrow and LSU, one of the best football teams ever.
Mm.
I mean, that was the beginning of the end of the elite title run seasons for Clemson.
Yeah, it definitely turned a chapter, right?
Sure.
Christopher on Twitter says, at the Cole Bryce, and the most embarrassing and the most demoralizing loss of all time was the Orange Bowl, West Virginia. So he brings that one up as well. 2012, I think for Clemson fans, that one's up there. The Duke loss was bad. Don't get me wrong. 21-point loss to Duke on Labor Day night. I have last year's loss to Georgia somewhat up there. Not near the top of the list, but that was a bad loss. Not a bad loss, like, in terms of you shouldn't lose the game, but just the way you competed in the second half last year was embarrassing. I have 2015 against Alabama, Diesel, on my list.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have that one on yours or not, but you mentioned 2019 Clemson LSU. Is that right?
Yeah, I did.
That was a, you know, tough loss. But to your point, that was a really good LSU football team, right?
Yeah, it was.
So I don't have that one as up there. 2015 Bama, God, what a game that one was. I mean, I can still remember almost every single play of that football game and what a good game it was. So those are mine. I'd say the Duke loss and the 2012 loss in the Orange Bowl to West Virginia are probably up there. JB says all the games, Tommy Bowden was there, were gut-wrenching. Good point.
There you go.
That's a really good point,
JB. I like it, JB. When we come back, Cole, let's take a look at some of our upset picks, early leans. I've got a few that I really, really looked at, ultimately didn't choose, or did I? Am I pre-revealing my upset pick? And, Cole, when we come back, two coaches that I think need their week one victory more than just about anybody else here in the Southeast. Some teams that I think have to win in opening week to maybe save their coaches' jobs. That's next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Have you ever watched video of a dam bursting open, Cole? You see it like in slow motion, the cracks start happening, the split, and then whoosh, all the water comes out?
Yeah, I have.
Well, that's what's going to happen here in just about 33 minutes on our text line, 844-326-3663. As week one of the Wire to Wire Upset Picks Challenge brought to you by Ingles gets going in earnest. Last week, we only had five games to choose from. It was fairly easy, and it's a great way to kind of slowly get people acclimated to what's going on. It's like dipping a toe in the swimming pool to see if it's warm or if it's cold. Well, this week, we're just cannonballing in. We got so many games for you Tolos to pick from. Go to ESPN.com, find a game where you think the betting underdog will win the game outright. You're not playing against the spread. You're playing for the outright win. If you correctly call it, then you get the points that that team was an underdog by added to a rolling season-long tally. It's going here in just about 32 minutes, Cole. But if you started looking up and down the list of games and having some thoughts in the back of your head, I kind of like this one, one's a little scary.
Yeah, we've got about 19.
Oh, okay.
Is that a great? Is that
how
good?
Much time do we have?
Is that acceptable? No, can I choose all 19? I mean, I want to go ahead and put my – if I choose 19, maybe I can get one right.
Hopefully.
Maybe not.
Hopefully. Yeah, not
me,
the way
you
play
know.
This challenge.
I've looked at a lot. I'll be honest with you. Diesel, there's so many more options, right, obviously, mm-hmm. than there was last weekend. Boy, you get like – this weekend you get some close spreads, but what's interesting about opening weekend with a lot of these teams playing, let's call it cupcakes, you also have some monstrous spreads. And I mean
we do.
Some of spreads, Diesel, that just eliminate the conversation altogether. What I mean is you're not going to have a conversation about Duke Elon, right? Like when you're going through these games and you're trying to figure out which one you want to take, you see these spreads, what for you it might be, what, 15 plus? For me mm-hmm. it's, you know, 15, 20 plus, and you don't even really look at the game. You don't really consider them like Houston and Stephen F. Austin. I will tell you, though, I don't know if I'm going to pick it or not. But you and I discussed a game yesterday. I don't know if you remember discussing this game or not. But Old Dominion last year gave South Carolina some trouble in that first week.
They did.
This is ballsy. This is stupid. This is dangerous. This is irresponsible. But I will tell you, I did look at Indiana.
Oh, God.
-23.5 over Old Dominion. I did look at possibly swinging for the fences in week one of college football and taking Old Dominion to win the game outright is a 23.5 point dog. I'm not going to pick it, but I will tell you I considered it.
Here's the fun thing. While at James Madison, Kurt Cignetti was 3-1 against Old Dominion. So in theory, you got a 25% chance of hitting that one, and that one is worth how many points?
It's worth right now, I don't know, about 30 minutes ago, right now it's at 23.5 points.
Okay, so, I mean, you're looking at roughly 8 points worth of value if you think you could get that one based on Kurt Cignetti. Now, obviously, he's got better athletes. Well, I take it back. He doesn't really necessarily have a lot better athletes. He brought a lot of his athletes with him from James Madison over to Indiana. They had a good season last year.
Have you noticed, Diesel, how many games don't have a spread this weekend?
It's all the FCS games.
According to his, I mean, like so, Troy, yeah. Nichols.
FCS game.
There's a lot.
That was weird last week. That maybe it was because it was only five games, and they said, you know what? Okay, fine. We'll put a line on this Idaho State game, even though it was massive, right? 26.5. There's a lot of people out there who made some money on Idaho State covering that spread. Obviously, they didn't win the game outright. Didn't help any of you Tolos, and Dewey's been bitching about trying to get a couple of points for the last week.
Dewey!
Sorry, man. It's not going to happen, but I take it they're not going to mess with any of the FCS games.
I mean, there are a million without a spread.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's also this time of year, you know? Everybody's got to get all their FCS games out of their system. Half of the college football is playing sacrificial lambs. The other half starting with somebody decent, and then they'll play their sacrificial lambs later on down the road.
Let me ask you this real quick. In week one, when you're going through this, I'm not asking you to reveal any secrets, but when you start looking at these games, and I want to hear from the Tolos as well on this, in week one, what's your comfort in terms of what you're going to bet in terms of maybe it's 6 to 10? Is it 5 to 11? What's your sweet spot for what spread you're looking at?
Well, I think this week you can let that spread, whatever it may be in the back of your mind, you can let it creep a little bit out there because it's still week one of the season. This is the first game for a lot of these teams.
But you don't want to lose. I hate losing.
You don't want to lose.
But I hate losing.
That's true. I mean, normally I try to stay away from anything that's more than 14.5 points. Two touchdown games, you can kind of think, all right, even good G5 teams or good FCS teams, I know they don't put lines on them, but even good FCS teams that are two touchdown dogs can perform well against power opponents and somebody that's better than them. When you get up into the 21, 28, 30-plus point spreads, that's when, you know, Vegas is saying, all right, the little guy has no chance whatsoever. I looked at five games, Cole.
Oh, wow.
Four out of my five, I have the home game, the home team, as the dog.
Wow.
Winning the game. Okay. I looked at Boise State at South Florida. South Florida, 5.5-point dogs in that one. Maybe, you know, they get a little jet lagged flying across the country and need some time to figure out a run game without Ashton Jeanty. That's an option. It's a good one. I think a lot of people are probably going to take that one. I looked at Georgia Tech, Colorado. Colorado, 4.5-point dogs in that game. I looked at Nebraska, Cincinnati. That's a neutral site game being played in Kansas City, even though Cincinnati is technically the home team in that game. They're 6.5-point dogs. I just don't know. I just don't know about a Nebraska team under Matt Rhule, right? I mean, he sucked in Carolina. He was great at Baylor, sucked at Carolina. I don't know if he's going to have this team up. Josh Pate's already looking at him as a playoff contender, for God's sakes. Maybe they buy into that hype a little bit.
By the way, Tolos, again, as we said a minute ago, it's not open yet. We're looking at early leans. So correct. For those who have just sent one in, puppy, monkey, baby, your pick's invalid. It doesn't open until 4 o'clock.
That's right.
Here's what I've looked at, and I'm seriously considering.
Also, puppy, monkey, baby, make sure you send the spread in correctly. You sent FSU over Alabama plus 13.5. Alabama are the favorites in this game. They don't get a plus symbol next to their name.
I think a lot of Tolos,
Florida State.
I think a lot of Tolos are sending the game and then the spread instead of putting the spread within. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
I've noticed that a lot. I think they're putting the game and then the spread, then their name.
But we have had, especially last week, we had some people misunderstand how spreads work.
Yeah.
Especially with the Stanford-Hawaii game.
Yeah, so again, what Diesel's saying, Tolos, if you can, put that number beside the team. So like Florida State would be plus 13 over Bama. Again, we'll still count it, but try your best to do that. Diesel, I did seriously consider. I've got it narrowed down to two, by the way.
Okay.
Florida Atlantic at Maryland.
Interesting.
So here's why. Florida Atlantic could be a fun team to watch.
It's a battle of two different kind of crabs.
Yeah. They went 3-9 in 2024. So you're saying, Cole, why do you have any faith in them? Well, you have a new head coach in Zach Kittley, right? He had really high-powered offenses at Texas Tech, Western Kentucky in 2021. We all remember the name Bailey Zappe, right, who played for the New England Patriots. He helped Bailey Zappe to a record-setting campaign for the Hilltoppers. He takes over FAU. Again, long shot, only 3-9 a season ago, but FAU did add, during the offseason, Conference USA Offensive Player of the Year, Caton Veldkamp. 32 total touchdowns at Western Kentucky last year. The Owls have been able to put up points. They've just struggled defensively. So this is what I'm looking at. It's Florida Atlantic at Maryland. The point spread is 14.5 points. So it'd be Florida Atlantic plus 14.5. I've got it narrowed down. I'll give you my official pick at 4 when it opens. I've got it narrowed down to that and Syracuse, Tennessee.
Interesting.
Tennessee. Tennessee's a 14-point favorite over Syracuse. But there's just this mystique out there, Diesel, with Fran Brown that I've kind of like started to believe in a little bit. So those are my two. That's where I am. I'm going to pick one of those two at 4 o'clock. I just don't know which one. As John Dahl would tell you, don't pick the ones I pick because I'm always going to get them wrong. But those are my two. Could Fran Diesel, think about this for a second. We've talked about all these other games this weekend. How big, and I mean big, would that be of a win for Syracuse to upset Josh Heupel in week one?
That'd be massive.
Huge.
That'd be massive. I know we've had a lot of people texting in yesterday, interested in taking this East Carolina plus 13.5 game. They're playing at NC State. Here's the problem, though. They just played each other in a bowl game, and yes, East Carolina won that game. But do you really think Dave Dorn is going to let East Carolina beat him twice? Do you really think he's going to let him come into their house? What is it, Dowdy Ficklin Stadium? Is that right? No, that's East Carolina. I'm forgetting the name of the stadium there at NC State. Do you really think he's going to let him come into their house and win that game? He's 10-1 overall in season openers, and he's 8-0 when opening at home at NC State. Dave Dorn doesn't lose home openers at NC State. He's not losing to East Carolina in week one.
Yeah, I'm with you there. But then again, like, I'm going to throw this wrench back at you. It's Dave Dorn. You know, like, well, I mean, this
I know guy, he's not a likable guy, but
no,
that
I'm
doesn't
not, I'm
that
not saying anything
factor.
About a likable guy. I'm just saying he's not the best head football coach. He hasn't been fantastic.
He's
at
adequate.
NC State.
He's adequate. That's
sure.
why they've never fired him. He's adequate.
And probably won't fire him as long as he's. I mean, he's probably got that job for as long as he wants it.
I wish NC State would get better. I do. I don't have any love for NC State, even though I'm from North Carolina. I don't have any love for him. The ACC needs more than one foil. They need for Clemson. They need more than just Louisville to step up and be okay. They need Louisville, Florida State, NC State, and Syracuse or Virginia Tech to all kind of step up. Thank you, Carter Finley Stadium. I had the cadence right. Thank you, RJ. So it's going to be fun to watch that one. I'm not picking any
oh, wow.
of those. I'm going to reveal my pick coming up in the 4 o'clock segment, Cole. But who's a couple coaches around college football who really, really need their week one win here to kick off the season? Coaches who, if they lose this game, they're in a massive uphill battle going into the season, whether it's for their employment, for its momentum of the program, whatever it may be. Who is a coach that really, really needs a week one win, Cole? I'm looking at a guy that spent a lot of time right here in the upstate of South Carolina, and I think it's Tony Elliott and Virginia. They play Coastal Carolina. They're hosts to Coastal Carolina, 6 o'clock Saturday. This is an absolute, absolute must win for Tony Elliott. He cannot afford to lose this game.
What's the spread on it?
Spread on that game.
I just figured you were looking at it.
Is Coastal.
It's okay. You don't have.
That one is Virginia favored by 12.5.
12.5.
12.5.
12.5. That might not be a terrible one for the upset picks.
No,
might not be terrible.
Coastal lost a lot, too, this offseason.
How about that?
He's got to take a step up. Tony Elliott's he's gone 5-7, 3-9, and 3-7 his last three seasons at Virginia. He's got a junior and senior laden team this year with a lot of transfers. You know, I was looking at their two deep earlier. They got guys from TCU, Nebraska, Notre Dame, Michigan State, Syracuse, Alabama, Ohio State, and a bunch of dudes that transferred up from lower tier programs. This might be the best team he's going to have at Virginia. And if he loses in week one hosting Coastal Carolina, it's over.
I just don't know what his expectations are, man. Like, I agree with you that would be a bad loss to Coastal Carolina. But then again, in the same breath, What are Tony Elliott's expectations at Virginia?
But shouldn't he want to up his expectations?
He
5-7 is not good enough.
He should want to. And again, they've been. It's Virginia, you know. I will say, to be fair, he's gone through a lot too as a head coach in terms of what he's had to deal with on and off the field. I just don't know that ends well, regardless of if they beat Coastal Carolina. I think that might be short lived in the next few years. Diesel should be interesting to see.
I think if they lose this game, they're maybe a 4-win team this year.
Yeah. That could be.
Can't regress.
Could be. A lot happening in the sports world. Our Daily Wire's next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's happening in the sports world? A lot to get to in today's show, and a big show coming your way, Tolos. But this is our Daily Wires.
Bzzz.
It's the buzz. What's happening? We've got the Upset Picks Challenge opening in 13 minutes from now. We'll be joined by Gordy Rush, sideline reporter for LSU. He'll be on the field in Death Valley on Saturday night. He'll join the show at 4:22. He's also the VP at 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge. Williams-Brice Stadium officially approved for the redesign. We're going to do a fun game at 5 o'clock where I'll need the help of the Tolos. Bill Bender, 5:22 on the show today. And then High School Coaches Spotlight, 6 p.m., a loaded show. But, Diesel, just breaking news, Chiefs. Rashee Rice, the Kansas City Chiefs, is suspended without pay for 6 games of the 2025 regular season for violations of the NFL's personal conduct policy, the NFL announced today.
That news was everywhere this morning.
Yeah. Atlanta, how about this? The Bravos are smashing right now at the plate. Last night, a big night, 9 runs in the 9th inning, and the Braves win big over the Marlins today. Diesel, they're continuing that. How about right now, the Atlanta Braves? Where's this been? They are currently up 12-1. Is that a typo? Did you put that in there wrong? That's a typo, right?
No, I hit the correct number of buttons.
It's supposed to be 1-1. They're not winning 12-1. Are you kidding me?
12.
12-1. Where's this Braves team been all year long? How about it? Matt Olson, Ozzie Albies, Michael Harris, all smashing at the plate home runs. Jurickson Profar has two so far. The Jacksonville Jaguars finally have found the big wide receiver they're searching for, acquiring the Detroit Lions' Tim Patrick for a 2026 sixth-round pick. A league source told ESPN, Patrick, 6'5", 210, tallest and heaviest wide receiver on the roster. Also at 31 years old, he's the oldest.
Ooh.
How about that? In Frisco, Dallas Cowboys coach Brian Schottenheimer on Tuesday would not get into the specifics of his meeting that he had with Micah Parsons after the Pro Bowl edge rusher did not wear his jersey in Friday's preseason game. He was also laying down on the bench. But for the first time, Schottenheimer admitted Parsons could be limited in his work leading into the game against Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles 1 week from tomorrow.
That's called sending a message.
Yeah.
You can come back. We're still not going to play you much.
Yeah, it's a bleep show right now in the Big D. In New York, the Mets fell behind against the Phillies on Tuesday, watched their recently acquired setup man blow another lead, and were tasked with solving one of baseball's best closers. But in the end, they overcame each hurdle and continued their prolonged dominance over the National League East foes at Citi Field, beating the Phillies 6-5 on a Brandon Nimmo walk-off single off Jordan Duran. How about that? So a big win there for the Mets. Colorado coach Deion Sanders named Kadeon Salter the Buffalo's starting quarterback on Tuesday ahead of the team's opener Friday night, Diesel. 2 days away against Georgia Tech. Deion said the kid has a ton of experience, dual threat, can throw the heck out of the ball as well. Sanders said he's the guy. He's the guy at this point. Can Salter replicate what Shador Sanders did? Maybe. Maybe not. Any faith in the new QB1? In Colorado?
Caden Salter, he's looked good in the past. Where was he last year? He was at Liberty. He's actually spent 4 years at Liberty. I assume he was limited in some appearances last year, but he had 2,800 yards at Liberty in 2023 through the air, through 32 touchdowns to 6 interceptions in 2023. Those numbers he did not repeat last year.
The Pac-12 has extended its media rights partnership with the CW Network through the 2030-2031 season, the conference announced on Wednesday. The agreement gives the new-look Pac-12 a consistent presence on the CW with 13 regular season football games, 35 men's basketball games, 15 women's games, and totaling 66 events annually on the network.
What's the last TV show that you watched that aired on the CW?
Oh boy!
Have you ever watched a CW show?
A lot of
young adult content over there.
Oh man, that's a good question.
I used to watch the heck out of the Flash. I thought the CW Flash TV show was really good.
I never watched that. Oh boy, that's tough. Not many.
No,
maybe to answer the question.
Okay. I mean, it is cheesy. It's cheesy content.
How about that?
Shane Barrett says Seventh Heaven.
God. Oklahoma State plans to redshirt freshman Hoss Hijny at quarterback Thursday in the season opener at home against UT Martin. Sources told ESPN on Thursday he and Zane Flores have been battling for the job this preseason. Flores could also play in the game, but Hijny played in 4 games last season at TCU before transferring and preserved his redshirt season over at Oklahoma State. Panthers and Vikings, in case you missed it this morning, are finalizing a trade for wide receiver Adam Thielen to return to Minnesota.
That hurts.
It hurts, Diesel. There's no doubt. Down 1 to start the inning, the Hub City Spartanburgers launched a 6-run barrage in the 8th to secure a 10-4 victory over Asheville. Hub City has a 2-game lead over Greenville for the second half of the South Atlantic League title. Speaking of Greenville, they lost game 1 in the home series against Bowling Green 5-2 last night. And lastly, happy 106th birthday to Sister Jean, the unofficial mascot of Loyola Chicago. I mean, 106? Are you kidding me?
Way to go.
I wish I could live. Actually, I don't know if I want to live that long. That's a long time, right?
I mean, she's a great lady. She's done a lot for a lot of people, but she looks terrible.
Diesel.
Not going to lie.
What do you think Dolly Parton will look like at 106?
She'll look brand new because she will have had 20 more plastic surgeries by then.
They still look good. Dolly still got it.
What do you mean they? What do you mean they?
Plural, not singular.
You mean Dolly and Sister Jean, right?
Yeah.
What you mean by
that. I don't mean anything that on Dolly's body that's plastic, for sure.
When we come back, Cole, let's get into it. Our upset picks challenge at 4 o'clock will begin. As soon as you feel that little bump on your watch hit 4 o'clock, go ahead and send them in. 844 fan phone. We'll get to it next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.